Hello, welcome to the Business Gaming Podcast. This episode's all about Redfall. Now, Redfall, it's had some problems. The launch is a bit buggy. There's a bit of gameplay issues. The game's not very good. You know, that's just some of the complaints that have been heard. I will read out a couple of reviews that are on the Xbox app. Broken Like My Heart, 1 star. 1 star, this game is asterisk. I can't believe they're charging $120 Australian for this piece of shit. I played for about 30 minutes and uninstalled. Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I've had some fun with it. I've played for about 3 hours with it. And I played as the cryptologist. His name is Devinder, I think. Yep. He's the guy with the yellow-looking puffer jacket. And he can do lightning rod. He can throw that down on the ground. He can do the translocator kind of teleportation thing, which is pretty cool. But you can't throw it very far. And, you know, it's probably been done better in Dishonored, where you got that, I think it's called Blink. And I think Deathloop had it too, where it just shows you where you're going to be and then you let go of the button and you just appear there. That's a lot better than this disc that you throw. It's like a frisbee. And he's also got this other one, which is a UV light thing. So he just like slams it down on the ground and all the vampires and stuff turn to stone. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Just an update. I think I'll be doing my podcast weekly like this. This seems easy to do. I'm doing this through the YouTube studio. You can just go live with your webcam. And that's basically what a podcast is. Just my voice. And, well, you can see me talking here, I guess. Hello, I'm dressed with my singlet. I'm going to be going to squash later, but enough of that. Let's talk about Redfall. So you start the game. I've been playing solo. You can play with friends, but it's only host who has progress. So I think it's a bit hard to play with friends, even though this is a co-op shooter. They didn't really think about how to play it with friends properly, which is a bit of a misstep. So if someone else joins your game, only you are progressing on the missions, and you know that's it. I'm just checking. No one's watching. No, that's okay. So yeah, no one progresses. It's only you, which is a bit of a bummer. But I've been playing solo, and you know, it's not too bad. You get into a bit of a rhythm. There's two main types of enemies. There's the humans and vampires, and both are pretty dumb. Like they barely notice you sometimes. You start shooting them, and by the time they've noticed you or got the weapon out, you've basically killed them. And some of the weapons you get are pretty cool. Goes up in levels. So I think I'm up to level 4 or 5 guns at the moment, and some have little perks. The perks are pretty basic, though. They kind of tie in with your abilities. Like if a vampire is frozen, you deal more damage and stuff like that. But if you're able to freeze a vampire, with the UV light, the thing you slam down, or with the UV gun, you can just punch them and they die straight away. So yeah, there's that. I'll just say again, 64% one-star reviews, 19% two-star reviews, 3% three-star reviews, 9% four-star reviews, 5% five-star reviews. So that's just on the Xbox app. For PC, I'm looking at now. And I'm going to go to the Steam page. Let's have a look quick, just a real quick look, and then we'll get back to talking about my experiences. Redfall, there we go. This is always funny going on the Steam page. Mostly negative. 1,154 mostly negative. Oof. I'm scrolling and I see a couple of thumbs up. This game is a lot of fun to play with friends. Wait until the patch is dropped if bugs bother you. Overhated and good fun. Game is boring at the start. People enjoying it. I got this game for free with my graphics card and I still feel ripped off. What else? This game is about 25% finished. I got this game for free and I feel like I want a refund. I'm not your beta tester. Yeah, people complaining about all sorts of things there. So you go through, I've played a few missions. They're fairly run-of-the-mill missions. Go here, collect this, activate this thing, find this item, find a key to open a door. Not really what you're used to experiencing in games like Prey, Dishonored, you know, all those, and Deathloop, all those arcane games that really have their own environmental storytelling. The graphics are like their own distinct art style. The art style in Redfall is, there's some cool bits where you're seeing the world's a bit like the town is trapped in a water, the ocean has surrounded the town and it's like curved across and you can't escape because the ocean's in the way and it's frozen or whatever. That looks kind of cool. And there's some other places that look kind of cool, but generally the graphics are pretty crap. What else? Gameplay. So, you know, I've got a few different guns. You can get snipers, shotguns, UV gun. I think you can get a stake launcher. I don't have that yet. Pistols, assault rifle, flare guns, and yeah, that's it, I think, for the types of guns. Sniper rifle? No, I said that. And, you know, it's pretty fun. Like, the snipes is pretty fun. It's pretty satisfying getting headshots. And the shotguns, bit meh. The aiming, it's kind of hard to aim at vampires. They fucking float around, teleport constantly while you're trying to shoot them. But the other enemies are pretty simple. One sec. All right. Guns. Yeah, and there's some cool, you know, you can get legendary guns, I think, or they're different colors and different tiers of guns on the different levels, but they're not super exciting. I think they could have been a bit more creative with the weapons. Could have been a bit more vampire stylized. Like, they have a UV gun and a stake gun, but they could have had like a Gatling gun thing or like a some type of sun gun. I don't know, that's what the UV gun is, but they could have thought of something cool, but they didn't, and that's a bit of a shame. I'll probably try and check out some of the other characters maybe, but I don't know. I feel like I'm just going to burn through the campaign and probably not play this game again unless they do some more updates, or I think there's new heroes coming out, but not sure about that. I think if you buy the season pass or something, you get access to new heroes. Let's just check my sound's working. Sound's working. That's good. Would have been awkward if I talked for 10 fucking minutes and my sound wasn't working. All right, nearly done with this podcast. So Redfall, you know, you can add me on Xbox. My name is BizGamr. 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 Add me on that and maybe we can play some Redfall if you've got it on the PC Games Pass or you got it on Xbox. Wouldn't mind trying to squad up, but yeah, solo goes okay. What else? Redfall. There are some other types of vampires, like there's a Watcher, which are kind of cool, little gargoyle vampires that sit up the top and look down, kind of sniper vampires. There's these big bags of blood vampires that kind of float around and come up to you and explode and deal quite a bit of damage. And vampires that have like this shield that goes around them. Vampires that kind of ghosty, they go in the ground, pop up, throw orbs at you. But generally you're just versing normal vampires and they're pretty easy. You just take them out. Couple of hits with a shotgun, stake them, or you throw down your electricity, or you use a UV gun and then punch them. Pretty easy. But it's pretty satisfying getting kills against the humans. They're pretty dumb, so it's pretty fun just to mow down a whole bunch of them. Just fucking, how you going? Redfall. I really hope this was a better game, but you get what you get, and you get a mid-tier. Like, this is supposed to be a triple A game with a good developer, but it's a, you know, there are indie games that are more polished than this probably on launch. This is like an early access. They should call it an early access game and just try and fix it up a bit. We'll see. Maybe it'll have a bit of a comeback. You see games that have comebacks. You know, they start off pretty shit, everyone hating on it. Few updates come out, few more updates. People kind of change their mind a bit. Maybe it's worth playing now. We'll see. Okay, I'm going to finish it up there. That's me talking about Redfall. Would love to know what you think in the comments. Yeah. And let me know what you think of this type of podcast. I will put it up as a regular podcast as well, if you'd rather just listen to the audio, because you probably don't want to see me. It doesn't really add much looking at me, but if you're on YouTube and watching it, you know, you might as well see me if you want to, whatever. But I would not be offended if you just wanted to listen to this, or if you didn't want to listen to this or watch this, I would completely understand, because I'm just a random white dude, middle age, talking about a middle tier game that you probably just glazed over and didn't care about because you have a PlayStation and can't play it anyway or something. But if you can play this game and are interested in an opinion, any opinion, then this is one. This is an opinion. And I'll finish the stream there saying, that's my opinion. Redfall is fun. I want to say fun. I'll give it fun out of 10. Okay, fun out of 10. Business gamer out. Catch you later. I'll do a stream. I'll be doing streams, okay, on YouTube. I'll stream some more Redfall. If you want to see some Redfall, stay tuned on the channel. See ya. Business gamer out. Bye.